Fluffy Henry hid the day. Unappeasable Henry sulked. I see his point of trying to put things over.
I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. That's the voice of John Berryman, recorded in the late 1960s, reading an excerpt from 77 Dream Songs, a volume of poetry that earned him the Pulitzer Prize in 1965. Berryman lived and taught in Minneapolis, and unfortunately he took his own life here in 1972. A new production called Strange Heart, described as a jazz-infused operetta, is being staged this month at Open Eye Theater. It opens tonight and runs through March 22nd.
Delmore, Delmore, he flung the pieces and they hit the floor. All that is foul, smelling blood in the bag.
Joining me in conversation today, the writer and composer of Strange Heart, Greg Brasovsky, as well as two of its actors. Bradley Greenwald played the role of John Berryman. Anna Hashizumi plays the role of John Berryman's spouse, Kate, and a few other characters as well. The conversation begins with me asking Brasovsky to discuss the poetry of 77 Dream Songs, which provided the basis for much of his play, Strange Heart.
The Dream Songs basically follow a character named Henry. And Henry is kind of subjected to just basically all the toils and tribulations that you could imagine an individual might encounter, any human being might encounter in life, and then some. There's a lot of humor in the Dream Songs, along with a lot of darker reaches of the human condition. And in the play, Henry is being portrayed actually by a puppet, which is kind of moved and articulated by our puppeteer, Sam Albright. Another number of the poems from the Dream Songs were put to music, and that's part of the piece. The rest of them are kind of like homegrown. They're not particularly poems, but there's a lot of Berryman's poetry and interview and a lot of, you know, historical references, I guess, that are peppered throughout the play.
How did the idea for writing this show come about?
Basically, I was a student at the University of Minnesota, and a lot of teachers of mine, professors of mine, were actually students of his. And I noticed along the way that there's really no memorial to Berryman, even though he's a really major figure. When I actually lived in Prospect Park, I live on the east side of Minneapolis myself, right near the river. You know, I would see this every day. I'd be out walking my dogs and I'd say, oh, that's where he used to live, right across the river there. So I really felt like he was kind of like a missing part of our history, our collective history, I think, in Minneapolis. And I really wanted to do something that would invoke his memory.
There was some tragedy associated with Berryman's life. He ended his life in 1972. He committed suicide. How much does that inform the piece that you're putting on, or what did you choose to focus on?
Even though, you know, we've talked a lot about how somebody's darkest day might overshadow all sorts of other elements of their life. Unfortunately, his suicide just, you know, he jumped off the Washington Avenue Bridge on a January morning in 1972. It was a Monday morning. It was about 9 a.m. It was very conspicuous. And for people who aren't aware, the Washington Avenue Bridge goes across the Mississippi River and leads right into the West Bank of the university campus. It was a very public kind of suicide. And for sure, that overshadows a lot of things. People remember that of him. But what I wanted to do is actually, you know, celebrate a lot of the humor, large relationship that he had with his wife, Kate Donahue Berryman, which was a really interesting relationship. And I think as I started working on the piece, Kate Donahue was, you know, I met her, I interviewed her a number of times. She was a really, really interesting and very strong figure. And I think was probably one of his most successful relationships. And so I really wanted the piece to involve her as a really major character.
Walking on This song, called Kate's Discovery, was written by Greg Rosofsky for the show Strange Heart. It's a performance featuring singer and actress Anna Hashizumi. She was also present for my conversation, as well as her fellow actor Bradley Greenwald. Could you talk about the role that you're playing and what you find interesting about this role in this show in particular?
Yeah, definitely. I play Kate Berryman, as well as a few other characters in the show. And I think what Greg was really able to capture in this piece is a lot of the humanity. As he was just saying, we remember the most tragic moment of this person's life, and we kind of forget that there was like a whole life before he took his own life. So I think what Greg really captured is this relationship that was built between Kate and John, as well as what issues with mental health, like alcoholism, can do to a relationship, you know, not just to the person who is struggling, but to the people that are involved with that person, who love that person, and how, you know, generations of that can mingle and become a really messy, a really messy situation. I hope the audience can feel a lot of like empathy and sympathy for both characters rather than just see John Berryman as this figure who, yeah, was this poet who took his own life. There's a lot more involved, as well as with Kate, rather than just seeing her as, oh, this young woman who fell in love with this older man, but like what that love was as well.
Took me out from my shadow. I felt the sunlight warnings.
The role of Kate Berryman's counterpart, John Berryman, is played by Bradley Greenwald. You'll hear from him next. I want to ask you to talk about what it's like to play John Berryman's character and what's interesting and challenging for you about this role.
The challenge in the portrayal is more of an assignment, more of what the assignment is. And the assignment is not to portray John Berryman biographically or realistically, but to give an impression of John Berryman's imagination, how he maybe heard his poetry and felt his life through theatrical language. For example, when a piece of his poetry is used in the script for a dramatic purpose or for a storytelling purpose, there is the challenge of how do you share the poem in a way that does justice to both Berryman's work and also to the storytelling moment at hand on stage in front of people. You want to give people, the storytelling of it has to give people an emotional parameter to hear the poem itself.
I'm Peter Solomon. You're hearing from some cast members from the production Strange Heart, inspired by the poetry of John Berryman. It's a show that's being staged tonight at the Open Eye Theater. It lasts until March 22nd. The writer and composer is Greg Rosofsky. Can you tell me, I saw in some of the publicity for the play that it was a jazz operetta. Like, in what ways does jazz manifest in the show?
Yeah, I think to qualify that, we called it a jazz-infused operetta. I wouldn't say everything is so literally out of that idiom. You know, like I said, I was interviewing some people and I was talking to John Berryman's wife. I asked her at one point, gee, what kind of records did Berryman have? What kind of music was in the Berryman household? And she said, well, there were a bunch of classic standards and stuff like that, but he had a lot of jazz and he had a lot of blues. And I was thinking, oh, gee, you know, if I had to reach for a palette to do the music, what would be great? And I thought of that and I thought of kind of the cool era, early 60s, late 50s kind of jazz that was going on, Miles Davis. We use a Harmon mute trumpet in the piece as one of the voices. I thought that that would really kind of invoke the period, also kind of invoke, again, John's imagination. And when I say jazz infused, I think that not all the pieces are strictly jazz type pieces. The emotional tenor of the whole thing kind of elevates into kind of more of an operatic portrayal at points, and it's all seemed to work. you know? And it was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Is there anything else that any of you would want to add about the show in advance of its opening?
I think there's a lot of humor in the piece. And I think that's something that really surprised me. It's like, damn, this thing's really funny. And I think the way it's been staged and portrayed is really interestingly surreal. The whole thing takes place in a hospital. John's in rehab, and the whole story is told through dreams, recollections, memories, that kind of thing, hallucinations. And that's been a really interesting thing to see that happen on stage.
Anna, do you have anything that you would want to add?
I think it's a really unique piece of theater, and I'm really interested and curious to see how audiences see it. And I've really enjoyed the collaborative nature of creating the piece, and so I'm excited to get it in front of eyes.
And Bradley?
The question makes me think of something that Joel Sass has said, which is about Berryman, which is that it's sad to see someone perhaps judged by their worst day in the way that Berryman chose to end his life. That's part of the storytelling, but most of the storytelling is about those other moments of his entire life, which include loves and triumphs and absurdities and relationships and defeats and joys. And I think the 90 minutes that we take to illuminate all those other aspects of his life are quite remarkable. And I would say to people who are considering coming to the piece, it's a piece that's hard to describe. So I would encourage people to think of what they would enjoy seeing in a piece about John Berryman, and know that it's much, much more than what they can imagine.
Strange Heart, The Dream Songs of John Berryman, opens tonight and runs through March 22nd at the Open Eye Theater in Minneapolis. I spoke with show composer and writer Greg Brosovsky, as well as actors Bradley Greenwald and Anna Hashizumi. You can find more information on the show at openeyetheater.org. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.